And now, the Goldbergs. And now, the Goldbergs. If it isn't one thing, it's another at the Goldbergs. And right now, the other thing is Seymour's sister, Jessie. He's arrived at the Goldbergs to see your brother. He has an important message to communicate to the Goldberg family. Just exactly what it is, Molly doesn't know. But Seymour knows, and he's agitated beyond words, because he's been very, very indiscreet. Meanwhile, Jake can't stand the thought that another house guest may have descended on him. Listen.
Molly, tell me. Answer me. Why did you tell her to make herself comfortable?
Why, Jake, please.
Who and what is Seymour's sister to me?
So if I told her to go upstairs and make herself comfortable, so what?
I don't want it.
What?
In my house, I want to be comfortable. Why is it that everybody else is always made comfortable in my house except me? Why?
All right. All right. When she comes downstairs, so I'll tell her to be uncomfortable. All right?
No, it's not all right.
Oh, so tell me what's all right and I'll do it.
Is our house the only stopping-off place for New York? What am I running here? A tourist cabin for 7 million people? This is my home, Molly. And I don't keep borders, and I don't want every baby, Shirley and Beatrice, making themselves comfortable here.
All right, Jake.
My sister down yet?
That's all I need now, huh?
Come in, Seymour.
My sister down yet?
No. She's not, Seymour. Listen,
Mr. Goldberg, I want you to tell my sister buddy to go home, because there's a late bus, and she can be doing it.
Rosalie?
Can you tell me what you came for, Seymour?
Rosalie, take up a towel,
I'll
baby.
Take it up.
I don't think you know where they are, Seymour.
Just tell me.
Well, they're in the closet on the right.
What the sake? I'm standing here with my face.
Where's Rosalie?
Oh, my
mother. No, Molly, huh? Quick. What are you standing? Go dry her face.
Oh, Jack, please.
For 8 long months, I didn't have enough, huh? I need this yet, huh? When she leaves, I'll come home. Not before.
Be a little more delicate and spare my feelings and embarrassment.
That's up to my discretion.
Miss Goldberg, Rosie, please, I must talk to you outside, please.
Well, Miss Birdie, evidently it must be something very special that you came all this
very special, very to us, to me and to my mother. My mission is very important.
Well,
may I sit down?
Please, why not?
I haven't had a thing in my mouth since 11 o'clock this morning, but no matter.
Well, I'll fix it.
Oh, no, thank you. No matter. I thought I saw a man walking around before, did I?
Yes, Bobbitt, my husband, my son, they had some business to attend to, and...
Okay, it doesn't matter.
But, Miss Birdie, is there something...
I left my pocketbook upstairs, excuse me.
But what is the pocketbook?
I have to show them to you before you'll understand, and they're in my pocketbook.
But, I mean, what...
I'll be right down. Blood is not water, Mrs. Goldberg. That's why I'm here.
I know.
Seymour's happiness is more to me than my own. I made my mistakes, and I reaped what I sowed. K.O. But with Seymour, it's going to be different. Excuse me.
Oh. Hello? Family? Yeah, Mama. Mama's talking. What's the matter? It's not a clear line. I'm talking loudly. Better? Yes, Seymour. What is it, family? Yeah. Still here. I don't know. She went upstairs to look in her pocketbook, something. She's got in part to me, something very important, very special. I don't know if Seymour's nervous. Unsensical, evidently. Listen, family. Papa went to the mill, very exasperated. Because he's upset, because they got the company. So what can I do? Maybe she'll go on the last bus. Yes. I don't know, darling. When I know, I'll let you know. Important it can be. All right, Sammy. Was that? No, I didn't get any mail. No telegram from Miss Allison, no. Well, we'll evidently hear shortly. All right, dear. All right. Goodbye, dear. Yes. Adieu. Bye.
Mama, Rosalie? Darling. Mama, darling.
What's the mama, darling?
Show you the letters.
What letters?
The letters. She had no right to read them.
Read what? Whose letters? What letters, Rosalie?
Seymour's letters.
So what?
She had no right to read them, and I'm not an obstacle.
Wait, slowly, please. I don't like when you get hysterical. Stop. No, quiet. Quiet, no? I don't like when you get hysterical. What's with letters? What's with letters?
She had no right to read them. I'm not an obstacle to anybody's success.
Obstacle? Letters? What, Rosalie?
Seymour wrote them, Mama, darling. He wrote letters to his mother about me.
Seymour wrote letters to mother about you?
And I'm not an obstacle to his career.
Rosalie,
go upstairs, please.
Wait, Miss Colby. Wait, Rosie, please. It's so hard for you to understand what I did. I confided my feelings to my mother. Who else? A man's best friend is his mother. So I told her. I didn't dare tell you the extent of my feelings. So I wrote letters. It was only my way of expressing myself.
Express yourself hereafter without mentioning my name, Seymour Fingerhood.
Miss Solberg, I just want to...
You keep it in my way.
Okay, oh. Mrs.
Solberg,
right here.
Lady, I demand my letters.
They're not yours, they're Mama's.
But I wrote them from the depths of my feelings.
Who are you to have feelings? What right have you to have feelings? Have you made anything out of yourself yet? Can you afford to have feelings? Mama is still living in a walk-up on the fourth floor.
She could be living on the third floor if it wasn't for you. Whose baby sons who took my small capital with which I wish to open a store, mine or yours?
Could my baby help it if she had tonsils?
That's why Mama's living on the fourth floor.
And if you go on as heretofore, she'll be living on the fifth.
All right, baby.
Does it bother you that she waits and prays for the day when you will come home and say, "Here, Mama, you can move into an elevated"? No. You run and play and care not what happens.
Oh, I love Mama as much as you do, Bertie. So far, I haven't brought home a spouse and moved into the living room.
That's right. Throw my baby into my face. Go ahead.
If you'll excuse me, if you'll explain, but...
Excuse me, Mrs. Goldberg. This is something that has to be settled once and for all.
I refuse to discuss the matter any longer with you, Seymour.
Excuse? Who brought it up, me? Did I mention it or did you?
I don't see how even it's even in the letter.
Excuse me. I'll have you to know, Seymour, that I'm older than you. I know whereof I speak. Learn from me. Let me be your lesson.
I can do without lessons. I'm master of my own soul.
And who's master of your obligation, Seymour? Of your duty to Mama and to our family. Without our knowledge, without a thought for the future, you plunge. You plunge, Seymour, without a care and a thought.
Excuse me, I'll be in the kitchen.
Where did I plunge? I merely wrote.
You merely said, let me read you what you wrote, Seymour. Let me refresh your memory.
I demand those letters.
Listen, just listen. Listen to what you wrote.
Bertie.
It's night now, and the thought and image of Miss
Bertie,
Solvay
I'm not
are
anymore,
strong
Bertie.
In my mind.
No, I'm not intent
Dear on Mama, how can I express to you the feelings which animate my heart?
Bertie.
Mama, darling, did you ever see a ray of sunshine enter your window in
Bertie.
The morning? That's how I felt when Miss Goldberg entered my life.
Bertie,
I demand my letters. Image of Miss Goldberg. I'm
Bertie,
so
wrong
in my
mind.
Those
my letters,
the
I want those letters. Go
on.
I
want
them in my letters. So well.
As Molly would say, Seymour has stirred himself a nice kettle of fish. And when Jake finds out, the kettle will be stirred further. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. And now we say goodbye for the makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.